So we all collaborate, basically. And we run the servers and platforms. Yes, question. Great, the first question. I wish I had a prize to give you, because it's like, are you an organizer?
I just wondered.
So just to start, the organizers did a fantastic job. A really, really great conference. I hope people can respect them. This is a really, really great conference. Anyway, sorry, back to your question.
Do you think that even in an NFS genius, like the Sunday environment, because NFS is perfectly so direct with the Sunday effect?
So the comment is, NFS really sucks very, very badly. Don't you think Sunday is better? I agree. In fact, I gave a talk at the NFS conference called Sift to the Desktop or the Death of NFS. They thought that was a great talk. The goal is to make Sift the dominant desktop protocol. Is it going to dominate on the back end when you've got big Oracle Lion talking to, you know, NAS stuff? Almost certainly not. That would be NFSv4 or hopefully some more intelligent protocol. Maybe AFS, who knows. But I think to the desktop and in small clusters of machines, Sift really has won that war and will continue to dominate. So what we really need to do is to make it work as well as we can in our own environments, even if there's no Windows there at all. So Apple are adding Unix extensions. We're not allowed to pre-announce them, but I think you've already said that publicly. So the goal for the Unix extensions with Sift is essentially to modify it as little as possible, right? Because we don't own it, right? I mean, Microsoft is the company that's driving most of the changes to Sift. But they did give away a small piece of the Sift space that was originally requested by Scale, and I'm talking about the original Scale, I'm not talking about current-based Scale, which was Caldera. So the original Scale designed some Unix extensions, which HP also adopted. And essentially, the early design of it was, how do you do Unix scan and get the metadata that we need? So it's been since expanded, so it will do POSIX locking. So the amazing thing about this, and the thing that I'm really proud of, is we can run all of, with the current Linux kernel and the modern version of Samba, we can run all of the current POSIX locking performance tests, and we can pass them all. I don't think NFS has ever done that. Nothing in its wildest dreams has ever done that. We do all the POSIX locking completely correctly. We also have an on-the-wire method of getting and setting POSIX apples, which is pretty important, mainly in pure Linux environments.